afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Oh man, I don't know if you'll be able to hear it in my voice today, but I am just so tired. I had this sticky note that I started at the beginning of the day. I was going to be really ambitious and try and get a lot done. I was going to do some power washing. I was going to put up a camera. What else was I going to do? Couple other things. There was something I bought for the roof to get some mildew off. That was just a small portion of the like six item list I had of things I wanted to get done today. One of them actually also being, and I only added this on there because I knew I was going to be able to cross it off, or so I thought. I added on, so my neighbor and I cut down a couple trees of mine last week, and I don't remember if I said that before. And he was going to come back over and finish. He needed a longer arm for the chainsaw to finish getting the bottom of the stump. And then he was going to get a stump grinder this weekend, and we were going to do my two stumps and the four that he has. Well, I talked to him yesterday. I brought some hedge trimmers over to him, or some pruning clippers. And I said, hey, here are these back for you. And it sounded like we were going to do it today. And here it is, 6 o'clock, and I'm thinking we probably aren't going to do it today. So that kind of sucks because I put it on the list just so I could cross it off, thinking earlier that, yes, it's for sure going to get done. Which does suck because then I could have done something different with my day and went somewhere in the second half. But, man, I was just, maybe it's just from being out in the sun, I just felt so exhausted. And I haven't been able to find that energy back. I played a little bit of FIFA for a little bit, and even now, like, I still feel so tired and I can't help but yawn. I was going to go outside and burn some more wood. I was burning some wood last night. But apparently, I just checked the DNR website, and burn restrictions are back in effect again. So, la-di-da. You know, I was also just thinking, I wish I was a little bit more handy. I'm surprised. I've surprised myself with how handy I can be or some of the things that I've been able to do or figure out. But then there are other things, like, for example, I noticed that, I don't know what this is, but something for the gutter where it diverts the water from the roof to go directly into the gutter, that fell off. One of those fell off. And so now all the water in a section of my gutter falls in between the gutter and the roof, which means it's just a waterfall straight down into the mulch, which is not ideal. And so, like, I would love to try and figure that out, or I do need new gutters anyway. I would love to just be able to do the gutters myself. Or, for example, I was at Lowe's yesterday, and I would love to be able to do my own insulation in the attic. Just things like that, you know? Or I wish I was more educated on what type of sander do I rent. Either a drum sander or, I can't remember what the other one was. It feels like I should go with the drum. But so I can get all this finish off my deck and redo it. You know, just stuff, random stuff like that. But nonetheless, that's not what this podcast is about. Really, you know what? I am going to name this Random Thoughts. I wasn't going to name this Random Thoughts, but just not in the mood to do my my other topic. It was supposed to be for this week, but then I was like, well, maybe I'll do it next week. And I was like, no. You stick to that topic. I don't know. Maybe we'll still talk about it. We'll see. I am also working on, and actually I still need to do it, but I'm not going to divulge what the series is. And I guess it's not really a series to you, but I'm going to start recording a series of, how do I word that? I'm going to start a series of audio recordings that I will put into a single podcast at some point. I've kind of got this idea, maybe you call it various segments of a podcast that you put into one. Oh man, that you put into one at a certain point. I need coffee or something. It's 6:15, but. So I'm excited to work on that and unveil that. Maybe I shouldn't record that one tonight. Not if I'm yawning like this. You know what? I'm gonna tie it in. We'll figure out what to do for next week. Next week. Listen, something I just wanted to talk about is people pleasing. And I can talk about this because I'm someone who is a people pleaser or tries to be a people pleaser or what's the best way to put it? For example, when I leave a job, let's just say Topgolf or the brewery I used to work at in Illinois. Like that one, for example, it was a second job and we ended up moving 30 minutes away and it just wasn't sustainable to be doing that. And I felt like I owed them something, like even Topgolf, like to cut back my hours. I still feel like I owe someone something, even though I truly don't. And a lot of times what it's really boiled down to, or even I think about, the episode I did a couple weeks ago where I was saying I had an interview for a job, was really off put by a couple comments made throughout the interview. And after some thought, made a decision to call and say, yeah, this isn't going to work out. It was still, I probably put more thought into it than I should have, but it's because I feel like I owe them something because I did the interview or because I worked there. I just don't want to let people down, but then you also have to consider that you're not, and this is what I was told in therapy, and it's so true, and I'm trying to continue to remind myself of this. You are not responsible for the way other people feel, is what I was told. And I've been trying to tell myself that a little bit more and to keep that in mind. It doesn't make it 100% easier, but sometimes it's important to keep in mind that you are not responsible for the way other people feel or the way that other people receive certain pieces of information. And so, really, you need to do what's best for you. You need to do what feels the most right to you. Like, a couple weeks ago when I called and said, yeah, this isn't going to work out, think about that. They don't actually give a shit. They'll hire someone else who's going to put up with their BS. They'll hire someone else and why not look at it as you just gave someone else the opportunity to have that job? Maybe it's someone who really needs that job because I didn't need that job. I just wanted it for the extra income. So sometimes you may just need to reframe things. You see, we have to make an unexpected quick trip in the near future. And both of us being Leanne and I, feel in a way a little bit inconvenienced by the quick nature of this trip that we have to take coming up. But we each had separate, I find this very interesting, we each had separate conversations. I had this conversation on Thursday with my therapist, and oh, whose little dog is that? Someone's little dog is just right outside the house. I wonder. Huh. I had this conversation with my therapist, and turns out Leanne had this conversation with someone she works with. And both of these people had really said, you know, you may feel like inconvenienced by it, but why don't you try reframing it and be happy, or look at it as I get to do this, not I have to do this. The dogs are going wild because they see that dog. So try to look at things in a positive light. And changing the way that you think, changing that mindset, you may feel a little bit better about things. Thanks, everyone, for listening to me ramble. Thanks for hanging in there. And I hope you have a fantastic week. And who the hell knows what we'll talk about next week, but we'll be here.